Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy, the supervisor over fraud speaking. How can I assist you?
I had a $5 charge and a $67 charge on my account that I know nothing about. I don't know where that came from. She said it was for something about to win a cookware set. I know I didn't do it. And to enter a savings club or something. But I don't know who would have even done that.
Yes, ma'am. And waiting for the account to load real quick. Okay, come on. Okay, ma'am, and please verify the email.
TLCACHET@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you for that. And please verify the street address.
Would be 5075 Youngstown, Saginaw, Michigan.
Okay, thank you for that, ma'am. Let's see here. And the last four digits of the car number is 7405 with the expiration date of April of 2024?
I think so.
Okay, ma'am, I do see that this is, in fact, for the cookware. Whenever the customer submits for the entry fee into the contest, they would be automatically enrolled into the membership to our Gadget website, where we send our customers a $125 e-voucher for the customer to use on our website. And this could have been done through either an email, through either Amazon or Costco or another entity or a big box store that the customer would recognize, a social media ad, or through text message.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay, ma'am, well, we can file this as fraud, but I just want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that false claims of fraudulent charges will result in penalties, such as a fine, as long as you are sure that no one in your household, including yourself, placed the original order, then we will proceed with the claim.
I guess. I don't really know what it's about. I mean, it's nothing I would have done. I don't order online, and I'm in Florida right now for the death of my nephew.
I'm sorry for your loss, ma'am.
Thank you. There's nothing I would ever use.
Okay, let's see here. Let me notate this account real quick. Okay. Hey, ma'am, I'm working on getting those refunds fixed for you. And they'll go back into the account in 3 to 5 business days for the 6732 and the 574.
Okay.
Let's see. And did the previous agent give you the confirmation number? If not, I can provide that to you whenever you're ready.
She didn't. Let me get an ink pen.
Okay.
See you running.
Okay. And that number?
It's C as in Charlie, 2625-77504.
Okay.
And is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that would be it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.